Leaders from Ukraine and its allies met in Germany today to discuss how to support Ukraine as the Russian invasion nears its first anniversary. The U.S. and several other European nations have already agreed to send fresh weapons and other aid, but Germany is still refusing to send its German-made battle tanks. NPR's Rob Schmitz joins us now to talk about this. Hi, Rob.
Hey, Jane.
What did German officials say today about why they are not sending their German-made battle tanks?
Yeah, German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius emerged from the Ramstein meeting not too long ago to tell reporters that despite all the pressure from its allies and Ukraine, Germany has still not decided whether it will approve the delivery of Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine. And he said that his ministry will need to check stocks of the tank to further determine whether Germany will in fact decide to give the go-ahead to send these tanks to Kyiv. When asked if Germany would grant permission to other countries like Poland that would like to send their Leopard tanks to Ukraine, he said Germany wouldn't stand in the way of that, but that in the end, that would be Chancellor Olaf Scholz's decision, not his.
So that's interesting because these other countries have German-made tanks, right? So they have to get permission to send them? Why can't they just send them themselves?
Actually, Poland's prime minister threatened that just yesterday, that Poland would just unilaterally send these tanks to Ukraine. But Germany doesn't hand these tanks out just freely and has a lot of contracts that it signs with these countries when it gives them these weapons. So legally, these countries would have to have Germany sign on the dotted line for an export permit. But yes, they could do that. But I think that legally they would be, in fact, breaking the law if they did that. Mm.
Ukraine so badly wants tanks. Do Western governments fear crossing some sort of red line by sending state-of-the-art machinery like that?
Yes, I think so. And that's definitely a concern from Chancellor Olaf Scholz, who for months has faced a lot of pressure from Ukraine and from a lot of his allies here in Europe to send these tanks to Ukraine. He has made a lot of hints that this type of action would quite possibly cross a line for the Kremlin and that it could risk pulling NATO countries further into this conflict. And I think that's a big concern of his, especially given the proximity of Germany to the battles that are happening, you know, not too far away in Ukraine. Hmm.
And so what do we know so far about what kind of support the United States and other allies of Ukraine are willing to provide at this point?
Well, it's quite a bit. The U.S. presented its latest package of military assistance for Ukraine this morning. This one is worth $2.5 billion, and it includes hundreds of armored fighting vehicles and more support for Ukraine's air defense against Russian attacks. Yesterday, a group of European countries, including the UK, Poland, Denmark, and the Baltic states, announced what it called unprecedented military aid to Ukraine. And that includes artillery, air defense systems, as well as infantry vehicles. In fact, Finland is increasing its commitment to more than $500 million, which is quite a bit for that quite small country. So it seems we've got, you know, several countries willing to spend lots of money to help Ukraine fight what many see as a renewed Russian offensive that may come very soon.
That's NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Rob, thanks as always.
Thank you.